I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World on your radio. I want to tell you now about a young woman called Atena Fakhradani. She's Iranian and loves to draw, but one of her drawings got her into a lot of trouble with officials in Iran. She was arrested last year after she depicted members of the parliament as animals, and she was released only to be arrested again. Atena's trial took place in Tehran yesterday. No verdict, though. The judge said it will come in about a month. Nagar Mortazavi is an Iranian-American journalist, and she's been following Atena's story.
She's a young woman. She studied fine arts in Iran, and she loves to draw. She's a painter, and she draws, and she's also an activist. So there's been a series of different events that have happened, but the most visible ones that everyone's been talking about is these drawings that she's done, a little bit political, I would say, and provocative. One of the famous ones is the one that she drew of members of parliament voting against contraception laws, and they were basically voting for the ban of permanent contraception. And she drew the members of parliament as animals. So that was one of her provocative drawings and one of the things that got her into trouble and arrested.
And you can see that cartoon at our website. Is that the drawing that landed her in prison?
Yes, that was one of the main things that have been pointed out in her case as disrespecting the members of parliament. But it's been a series of events since her arrest in 2014 in August. She was in detention, and she kept using some material that she found there to draw. And then she claims that she had been watched by the security guards inside prison. She had been mistreated. She had been beaten in some cases for continuing to draw. And then when she was released the first time from prison, she came out and she published a video, and it was her account of the mistreatment that she said she went through by the guards. And then she also wrote open letters to officials in Iran. And I think it's just a chain of events. You won't know exactly what it is that triggered this intensification, but it's a chain of events, I would say.
Now, she's 28. She's quite young. Did her troubles with the Iranian authorities start last year when she was initially arrested for this cartoon?
It kind of surfaced, yeah. Last year was when it got pretty serious. But, I mean, she's been an activist for a bit longer than that. Like you said, she's young, and she's been an art student. But her drawings and this sort of provocative activism that she's been involved in has been something that would, it was obvious that it would get her in trouble sooner than later, but the serious, like, intensification of it started last summer.
What kind of reaction has her case been getting online?
So there's been some Facebook campaigning for her, some serious Facebook campaigning for her. There's been reactions on Twitter. There's this Free Atena hashtag on Twitter that got attention from Iranians, many Iranians, especially outside of Iran, because, again, this is one of those sensitive cases that is hard to follow inside Iran. And also her Facebook case is active. And Amnesty International has some online campaigning for her, urging people to ask for her release.
So what happens next for her? It's waiting. Is anyone in touch with her or her lawyer to know what's going to happen next?
We won't really know unless she hears something before the trial. But again, she doesn't seem like someone who would back off or, you know, stop what she's doing. And it's not just her. It's other people, younger people and even older people, activists, who are pushing for more freedoms and more opening. Some of them have been in jail in the past years. Some of them are outside. And I think this fight will continue.
Nagar Mortazavi is an Iranian-American journalist. Thanks, Nagar.
Thank you.